past Shabbos, I was zocher to be in California at my nephew's bar mitzvah, and in order not to miss so much shiur time and so many shiurim that I give here and shul and whatever, I decided to travel on Friday instead of traveling earlier, instead of traveling Thursday. I didn't want to miss Thursday shiurim, so I traveled on Friday. So that always raises the question when you travel on Erev Shabbos, about running into Shabbos and whether you're allowed to travel on Erev Shabbos in the first place. Certainly cross country, a plane flight. Now it helps when you're going to California that you gain 3 hours in terms of the time difference, but and it was also before they changed the clock, so it helped in terms of that as well. In this nice new sefer, Rav Simcha Ben Kohn's newest, The Aura of Shabbos, he writes that it was told that Hagon Harav Shmuel Vazner Shlita once stood on Friday afternoon at the road leading from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim and stopped the people traveling to Yerushalayim, telling them that they had not left sufficient time to reach their destination. So if you can imagine a bus just standing on the highway like a traffic cop, stopping everybody. So the question is, what happens when you're traveling on Erev Shabbos and then time runs out? You know, I get calls all the time from people within a few minutes of Shkia. I'm still driving, I'm on the bridge, I'm on, you know, what do I do now? Where do I go? What's the Eitzah? So this happens from time to time. So first, it shouldn't happen. You know, the Gemara Masechta Sukkot Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis tells us, Al Yahal Echad Amber Erev Shabbos Yosem Migimel Parcelos. A person should not travel significant distances on Erev Shabbos more than Gimel Parcelos. Now, more than Gimel Parcelos, traveling by donkey is a little different than more than Gimel Parcelos, traveling by car or by airplane, but still a significant distance you shouldn't travel. However, it seems pretty clear that the reason that one should not travel, according to the Gemara, is not out of a concern that you're not going to make it in time, but out of a concern that by the time you get there, people aren't going to be expecting you, because when the day started, you were so far away that they weren't expecting you to come, and there's not going to be enough food, and you're not going to have time to prepare enough food, and it's going to be chisar in your own Shabbos. Not that it's going to be chol Shabbos while you're traveling. You're not going to chas v'shalom travel on Shabbos. You're just not going to get there with enough time to prepare for Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Sim Reish Mem Tesef Aleph says, Kedesh Yagia Lebeso Ba'ud Hayom Gadol. You want to make sure you get there in plenty of time, V'yucha Lahachin Tzarchei Suda L'Shabbos, so that you can prepare all the Tzarchei Suda for Shabbos. So says the Magen Avraham on the spot, in Sivkat and Beis and Simon Reish Mem Tes, that in Medina Seilu, most of the people are not careful about this, because people know when you're coming for Shabbos, and they know that they should still expect you, even if you're traveling from a long distance away. However, the Mishnah Brura adds in Sivkat and Gimel, Sarich Lizar Luchachilo Shalo Yelech O Yisa Ad Samuch La Erev, Mepresha Kama Pa'amim Nichshalim Al Yedeze Ubayim Lidechil Shabbos. Don't travel too late in the day, because a lot of times it could lead to Chilul Shabbos. Traveling on Shabbos, you're running late, you end up traveling on Shabbos. And he says, and a lot of times you don't get to your house or to the hotel where you're staying till it's Chashecha Mamish, and Kamal Chilul Shabbos Yesh Bo Tzav, Achnasav, Yetziah Michutz L'Tchum, Ushvisas Behemto. Not to mention nowadays that we travel by automobile, that every time you hit the gas pedal, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Every time you hit the brake, it might be an Issa D'Oraisa, depending on what the brake lights are, what kind of lights are. Maybe at least an Issa D'Rabanan. So you have, unless your brake lights are out, and then it's a ticket. But if it's so many types of Chilul Shabbos when a person is traveling in a car, so a person should always try to be careful to make it there on Shabbos. But it doesn't always work out that way. So Rabbi Kohn, Rav Simcha Ben Kohn, divides it into four topics that he discusses. Number one, let's put it this way. Are you allowed to have a guy drive you if you're running late for Shabbos? Meaning you're not going to drive because it's Nisa D'Oraisa. Are you allowed to have a guy drive you if you're running late for Shabbos? Number two, how long is Bein HaShemashos? Because the halacha may change from Bein HaShemashos till after Bein HaShemashos. Number three, are you allowed to violate the Isra of Tchum Shabbos for a mitzvah or for a tzorach gadol? And then number four, he discusses a person's Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, if he's allowed to do a Shavus, if he's allowed to do Nisa D'Rabbanon, when he was Mekabel, after being Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. So let's at least discuss a couple of those things. And again, this is not a thorough presentation of all of the topics that that can come up when traveling late in the day for Shabbos. It's just a basic overview. So first of all, on the first issue, are you allowed to do Amir La'akum? The Mechaber in Reish Samech Aleph Sif Aleph says, B'makom mitzvah, or if a person is tarud v'nechbaz, they're very rushed and they're distracted, mut lasos malach al yidei nachri b'bein hashmashos. You can ask a guy to do malacha for you during Bein HaShemashos, and the Mishnah Berurah says that means for what type of need can you ask a guy to do something for you during Bein HaShemashos? If it's something that's going to cause you to be mitzta'er on Shabbos, you could ask him to do it. He says, "Avalibi nokef lahachmir ein lo ben shum tzorach b'Shabbos rak l'tzorachol." But I'd be machmir if there's no Shabbos need whatsoever. But if it's a hefsim ruba or there's a significant tzorach, then amir la'akum, where you're not doing any ma'isa and it's Bein HaShemashos, you're allowed to do. So he says, even to light a yahrzeit candle, people are knowing to be makel to be do amir la'akum Bein HaShemashos, because it will make the person feel better. The person will be mitztayer if he doesn't have it. So based on that, Mishnah Berurah, based on that mechaber, certainly if a person is traveling and they have a guy driving them, let's leave out all tchum Shabbos issues. Leaving out any issue of tchum Shabbos, if the issue is purely the malacha of the guy driving you, so it would seem during Bein HaShemashos you could do amir la'akum, even though it's nisadar raisa to drive, but you're allowed to ask a guy to do during period of Bein HaShemashos if it's going to help in your Oneg Shabbos. Now, what if you're passing through other Jewish neighborhoods on your way home? Does he have to stop at the first Jewish neighborhood? So it would seem not. Meaning the gedder over here for Amir al-Akum in Bein HaShemashos is just that anything that would enhance your Oneg Shabbos, being home would certainly enhance your Oneg Shabbos. So you're allowed to do Amir al-Akum during Bein HaShemashos to enhance your Oneg Shabbos, to get all the way home. You don't have to stop at the closest Jewish neighborhood. Now, if you are driving, then it's entirely different. Then we're not talking about Amir al-Akum, we're talking about doing a Malacha da'oraisa yourself. Now, if a person is driving, even during Bein HaShemashos, he should stop driving, unless it's a dangerous area. If it's a dangerous area, or there is a young child in the car, and it's 10 degrees below zero outside, and it's dangerous to have the child outside for such a long time, for the hours that you're going to be walking, so then certainly, if it's sakana, so bikoach nefesh is doch kol darkula, so you could continue to drive till you get somewhere safe. As soon as you get somewhere safe, you have to get out of the car. Now, it's not so pasha that you could shut the car off in that situation. Shutting the car off is a malacha, and that's not pikuach nefesh anymore to shut the car off. So a person should avoid being in the car and driving at all costs. I mean, the best thing to do in that situation, the best thing is not to be in that situation. If a person is in that situation and it's a dangerous area, best to try to find a safe area first, rather than and pull over and get a cab to take you the rest of the way, or get a cab to take you to at least to a safe area, if at all possible. You don't want to be in the driver's seat. Now, if you have a non-Jew driving you, how long is Bein HaShemashos? So Rav Moshe, in Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Sim Samach Beis, in Igros Moshe, so Moshe points out that Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, there's a well-known machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim as to when Bein HaShemashos is. The Shita of the Gaonim is that it's right after Shkia. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that it's much, much later. So Rav Moshe happens to have an interesting idea. He holds that the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in New York, when you adjust it for New York, I actually do not like at all the way Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen deals with the Zmanim issue over here. He gives like set numbers of minutes for America, and that's where you are in America is a big place. Where you are in the country, you can get dark quicker or it could take longer to get dark, and based on the season of the year, it could take longer or shorter to get dark. The definition of what Seis HaKochavim is does not depend on a number of minutes. It depends on a certain level of darkness. But the way Rav Moshe understood was that 50 minutes after Shkia in New York, is Seis HaKochavim according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam at any time of the year, meaning even when it takes the time of year that it takes the longest to get dark, 50 minutes after Shkia is Seis HaKochavim according to Rabbeinu Tam, which would mean that when it takes the longest to get dark, 40 minutes after Shkia is when Bein HaShemashos starts, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So he thought that maybe you have to say Svek Sveka L'chumra, that he says as follows, that by according to the Gaonim, it's already Laila, 40 minutes after Shkia. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Safek. It's Safek Yom Safek Laila, because it's Bein HaShemashos. So he thought only within those first 40 minutes can you be makel for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam to still consider it Bein HaShemashos. Even though Rabbeinu Tam would consider it Bein HaShemashos from 40 to 50, let's say, at those times of year, and you have to check your My Zmanim app or whatever to figure out how the Zmanim get adjusted at each time of the year. He thinks we cannot be makel during that time to consider it ben hashmashos. Now, what about the issue of tchum Shabbos? So, the issue of tchum Shabbos is a significant issue as well. The halacha is that mida oraisa, the issue of tchum Shabbos, according to most rishonim, is only mida oraisa when it's yud beis meal. And other rishonim say even tchum yud beis meal is only aser midrabanan. But certainly tchum Shabbos of alpayim amma, the 2,000 amos of tchum Shabbos, that certainly is only midrabanan. So when it comes to an issue of tchum and midrabanan, there's room to be makel when you have when you're stuck and someone is driving you and it's ben hashmashos, so you're worried about tchum of ben hashmashos, tchum midrabanan during ben hashmashos. So there's a lot of room to be makel. But what about tchum of yud beis meal during ben hashmashos? The Aruch HaShulchan some tavdal tefal writes that according to Rov Poskim, even yud beis meal is only drabanan. Then lechora, there's room to be makel on that as well. The Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Hei Sif Katan Hei writes that it sounds from Tosos and the Rush that the Ein Iser B'Masha Ha'akum Malicho Chutz L'Tchum Dilo Midiyavid. That maybe another sniff lahakel over here is that even though you are going outside the Tchum when a guy is driving you, maybe there's no Iser to be driven outside of the Tchum by a guy. Maybe it's only when you yourself are going. So if the guy is driving the car and you're not actively doing the Isra of Tchumen, so maybe there's another Svara to be made. Well, another Svara perhaps is a Shita that's quoted in Rabbi Kiva Egron, Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Tav Dalet, Sif Aleph, that there's no Isra Tchum outside of Rosh Hashanah Gomer, where there's an Isra Otsah Min HaTorah. In a Carmelis, which is where there's only an Isra Otsah Midrabanan, maybe there would be no Isra of Tchum Mida Oraisa. So if you hold up as Man HaZeh, we don't have such a thing as Rosh Hashanah Da Oraisa, so then there would be no Isra of Tchum Min HaTorah. So with all these Snifim, maybe there's room to assume that we could be Makel on the issue of Tchum Shabbos when running late and a guy is driving you. But again, the key is not to be running late, not to have to rely on any of these things. And certainly if you're stuck in a car, driving a car, you should really, really get out and do whatever you can. Now, if you're driving and you get to a dangerous area, you can't drive all the way home. If you're in a dangerous area, you could drive out of the dangerous area. As I mentioned before, once you're in a safe place, walk to the closest from community. I was once with my wife in Florida for vacation years ago, and we took a walk after our Shabbos meal on Friday night, and we took a walk outside. It was hours after Shabbos started, and we saw a family walking, a husband, a wife, and four little children, and they said that they had been walking for 3.5 hours. It was a safe area, and they were stuck on the highway trying to get down from Boca Raton to Miami, and at that time, they had been already walking for 3.5 hours, and it was the weather was okay, they were safe, and they were by the time we saw them, they were pretty hungry. We gave them something to eat and whatever, but they did the right thing. That's the halacha. That's what a person is supposed to do. And that way, if you get out of your car before Shabbos, you could turn off your car, and you won't have to lose your car either over the course of Shabbos. Okay.